Teaching stigma. I ask students to consider three things that they do not like about themselves, aspects they hide in the shadier parts of those parts that they do like or prefer. I write my confessions on the board as they write, crinkling their noses and bunching their brows tighter, trying to rid their faces of discomfort. Some look up at the lights, the fluorescence that always gives me pain. After a few minutes of harmless reflection of ice-breaking artifice, I ask them to circle a few of the words, the worst, the most problematic for them in certain social circles, or maybe the one they could wish away if they gave it language, a space to grow and then leave. Then we go around the room saying each one aloud, a pronouncement, a profession. Some speak confidently, I'm bad at cooking, I'm no good with names, math. When I declare that I will approach each of them, wielding a Sharpie, and write that self-selected blemish on their forehead so that every conversation, every glance, every question, every indifferent shrug of the shoulders, every movement in the opposite direction, and every stare will help that part of them, that sliver of their existence, that corner of a shadow, now public, grow big and stale and become their whole, their constant and complete. One of them asks if he can choose, now that he knows, what will be written and where.